Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Today is a good day for AB.
Mm-hmm.
What's today, AB?
I'm getting my Invisalign off.
Oh my gosh.
Finally. It's been a little over a year of me having them.
I hate this experience. And we're going to talk more about why she went down this path and the insecurities that it brings up, and a deeper emotional a level that the Invisalign has brought to AB. But just like on the surface of it all, it just sucks to have this. This is going to be really like super annoying for you to hear, but I never had braces.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know anything about this world. So what makes it so annoying? Is it like braces? What's it like?
It's not as noticeable as braces, which is why I did Invisalign instead, but you can still see like little buttons on my teeth, and
okay.
I hate that, like, they don't have to be on every single tooth, but I hate that they're on my two front teeth.
And they look like clear brackets.
And can you eat with them? Do you have to take them off?
I have to take the like physical Invisalign out every single time I eat, and so when Hannah and I were in New York, I'm having to bring my retainer case around.
Wow, so
I couldn't bring my portable charger because they both wouldn't fit. So my phone kept dying. It's just like all these like annoying things that I won't have to deal with anymore.
Little inconveniences.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Is that why you're like, you have this like little mini toothbrush?
Yeah, you guys have watched me brush my teeth about 50 million times now. I have these like tooth wisps that I will brush my teeth after I eat breakfast so that I don't put my retainer in while I still have like food in my teeth.
And when she says breakfast, she means like a Snickers bar. But
right,
Cheetos.
So you don't have to have that anymore?
No.
Thank God. That thing, I'm like always like,
that'll
what is it?
That'll be hard for me though, because I'm so used to having like minty, fresh teeth all the time. So I honestly might continue.
Yeah, I think there's no better like oral care than when you have Invisalign, because you do have to keep them clean all the time and your trays.
I probably brush my teeth like 15 times a day.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that, but like I do know that AB has brushed her teeth a lot. And I'm like, someone tell her it's not a good thing, because we're literally just watching AB and she'd bust out her toothbrush all the show.
Okay, well.
The things that we do in the studio together, but we all just watch AB brush her teeth.
Yep.
So last day of watching you brush your teeth. Pull out the little mini toothbrush, girl.
Find them.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Kids today, I'm telling you, they're a lot smarter than I ever was. Three teenagers in India invented a salt-powered refrigerator.
What?
And this refrigerator does not need electricity. They call it the Thermovault. And they began working on this idea when they saw how difficult it was to bring COVID-19 vaccines to rural areas that didn't have electricity. Now, the Thermovault won the 2025 Earth Prize. And the Earth Prize is a global competition. It's a giant science prize that not only gives you money, these kids got $12,500, but it also puts this Thermovault, their idea, into planning. So the Thermovault is now planning to be tested, with 200 units being created in over 120 hospitals.
It's so cool because those rural areas need it. And
yeah.
there's like times of like COVID times of war when electricity can't and they need, you know, refrigeration. All I did was copy my brother's science experiment. Like when I had to do the science fair,
right.
I just followed my old brother's old science fair, just changed the name of it. And these kids are creating things that we're going to use for the rest of our lives.
Exactly. It's That's amazing. So cool. Incredible.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Give back to get more. Introducing the St. Louis Zoo debit card exclusively at Together Credit Union.
The polls are open.
All right, poll today on the Brett Mega Show. They're asking people, if you're at a supermarket, and who calls it a supermarket? you're at the store, though. They have the express lane.
Mm-hmm.
And you see someone, 10 items or less, and they just got a full cart. What do you do?
I'd probably not say anything to them, like, to their face. But you can guarantee that the second I get to my car, I'm calling my entire family. Like,
and gossiping
ranting
about
and raving about them.
70,
raging, not raving.
76% of people said they would make noises, like irritated sounds.
Like,
can't believe, like, you know, like, let them know that they know, but not actually directly say anything. You wouldn't even do that. You would just let them have
I think my face always, like, reads my emotions, so that would probably be enough.
Yeah. I think it also depends on what's going on around you as far as, like, the other lanes. Like, if the other lanes are busy or whatever, you're kind of like, it's okay. I guess
if it's
fine.
Not busy, would you speak up and say, hey, that lane isn't that busy? Could you get out of
it? Usually the cashier does it. I'd wait for the cashier to say, hey, you've got more than 10 items. You need to go to this lane.
4% of people said they would tell and point to the cashier, like, hey, can you let them know? So Kevin's kind of like the guy, like, yo, cashier.
That's what I would do, but I'm a self-checkout guy.
Okay.
You know? So I mean,
even with a lot of items?
Even with a lot of items. I would rather do it myself and go, so.
See, some people feel like if you're self-checkout, you shouldn't have a lot of items either. You should go through those.
I'm not saying anything.
You wouldn't say a single word?
I don't care that much.
Yeah.
What if you're in a rush? Then just go to a different, like, then I won't do the self-checkout or 10 items or less. I don't know. I really don't care.
I would say that I only say things, because I'm normally someone who doesn't have a problem speaking up, but I don't like to say things when I feel like it's not going to change anything. Like, all of a sudden I speak up, are they really going to leave the line?
Yeah, you're right.
And then, pick your battles.
Yeah, exactly. Then, will this person never do this again because I spoke up? Probably not. Like, if I were to say something, I would want immediate change. Like, okay, I spoke up and they're not going to be the person
right.
who takes everything and uses the express lane. So I actually wouldn't say anything either. I think it's like interesting, almost 80% of people, I think when you make grunts and groans, you're kind of saying something.
Yeah, and would you feel bad if they went, oh, I didn't realize I was in this line. Sorry, man, I'm going to gather my stuff and go. And you're like, well, no, that's okay, you can go.
Then you end up making them feel bad?
Yeah.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, I'm going to put 2 minutes on the clock, Hannah, and then you tell me either keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headlines.
Okay.
What is the one type you would never date again?
I think I know mine, but I don't know. List them out so I can see.
The emotionally, the emotionally unavailable one.
Well, yeah, who would want that?
Emotionally, because people always think they can change them, and then they realize, I cannot change you. Number two is loud bar talkers.
Yeah, that's annoying. That's annoying.
That's the second one?
Yeah, that was it, number two. Number one on mom's wish list for Mother's Day.
Wait, I thought that was a type of man. I was like,
no.
What?
Nope, new headline. Number one thing on mom's wish list for Mother's Day.
I always struggle to figure out a gift for my mom, so please help me.
Nappy. Sandals Resort polled 600 moms, and he said, let us have one good nap where no one's interrupting us, no one needs us, there's not like something I need to worry about. So let me have one really good nap.
I feel
90
like I
minutes
could
long.
Arrange that.
There you go. The most popular flower for Mother's Day.
Nah, keep it moving. I don't know the names of flowers.
All right. Mental health hack. Set an alarm for your lunch break.
We don't even get lunch breaks. Keep it moving.
That's what they're saying. Most people don't.
I've never worked a job where I have a set lunch break.
They say that most people working through their lunch break nowadays, set an alarm, actually take a lunch break, disconnect.
Take a break.
That's what they say. What actually helps you be more productive by taking the 30 minutes off than actually working through your lunch break, they said. Want to know a secret that will keep your marriage happier?
Sure.
Ask if anything is new. Say, like, psychologists and marriage experts say allowing couples to feel connected, saying, like, okay, like, usually you just kind of run through the list of things that you got going on. Sit down and say, like, let me hear about your day. What is going on? What is something new and exciting in your life?
See, if someone asks me, like, well, what's new? I feel like that's, like, digging for something bad.
Well, then that's why you've had relationship issues.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, you just see it as a negative thing. I'm generally curious about you. What are you trying to figure out?
What are you trying to do?
Are you trying to stir up tea?
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving. Hannah's
homeschool. Lauren, all you got to do is play Hannah against Hannah's homeschool. Hannah, leave the room. You're the, you know, Wicked Witch or whatever. Whatever bad.
Right.
You know, whatever the bad person is in Frozen. Ursula. You're Ursula.
That is not okay.
No.
Wrong movie.
All right. Well, she's still Ursula. What else do you. Who's the bad guy in Frozen? That dude who's probably.
Oh, it's. Yeah. Hans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hans.
Spoiler alert.
Hans, yep.
Spoiler alert. Yep. Movie came out 30 years ago.
Yeah, but you're right.
He was playing our girl, Anna. He was playing Anna. Yep. Screw that guy. All right, 5 pop culture questions are all about Frozen. No. which country artist is Post Malone on tour with?
Ooh, Jelly Roll.
Yep. Shador Sanders fell in the draft. He is the son of which former NFL player?
I don't know that one.
Dang, okay.
Nobody does. It's okay.
No. It's like the story of the weekend.
Yeah,
maybe.
Right.
Travis Kelce stopped following Blake Lively's husband. Who is Blake Lively's husband?
I don't know that either.
You don't know who Blake Lively's married to and involved in this crazy lawsuit?
No.
Okay.
Well, Lauren. Oh,
Kevin, he's devastated. You're not locked in on the Justin Baldoni versus Blake Lively lawsuit.
You're so dead fool to me.
Okay. Who sings Pink Pony Club?
Oh, Chapel Roan.
All right. And which Star Wars character speaks backwards? Has a funny voice.
Know this you do.
Yoda?
Yeah, that's correct. There we go, yes. Lauren. All right. 3 out of 5. We're going to see how you Hannah does, okay?
Oh, great.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right. We got Hannah walking back into the room to play Hannah's homeschool. We're going to ask Hannah the same 5 pop culture questions we just asked Lauren. Lauren, tell her how many you got right.
3 out of 5.
They were a little tricky.
I can compete with that.
All right. Let's start off with a country question. Which country artist is Post Malone on tour with?
Jelly Roll.
Shador Sanders fell in the draft. It's what everyone was talking about this weekend. He is the son of which former NFL player?
Last name Sanders.
Yes.
That's right.
They do have the same last name.
Hey, that's a half point for me.
That's actually more than what Lauren got right with it.
Yeah.
You know any other Sanders?
Lamar Sanders, no.
His nickname was Primetime.
Did that help you, now that you know his nickname?
Pete? I don't know.
No.
Pete Sanders?
Dion. Dion Sanders.
That sounds familiar, actually.
All right. Travis Kelce stopped following Blake Lively's husband. Who is she married to?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
I always get my Ryans mixed up.
Kevin was devastated that Lauren did not know
that's
that
right.
One. Who sings Pink Pony Club?
Chapel Roan.
And which Star Wars character speaks backwards?
Backwards?
Kevin.
Know this you do.
That really didn't help you?
Hannah looked at her like, looked at Kevin like he's crazy.
Is it that furry thing?
The furry thing, okay.
Hold on. I know it.
Yeah, give us
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca!
No.
Chewbacca doesn't speak backwards.
He just kind of grunts.
He speaks Wookiee.
Duh. Sorry, Kevin.
Lauren, you even knew this one. Tell her what it is, Lauren.
Yoda.
Oh.
Wrong, you got it, but.
Hey, I forgot Yoda was even Star Wars.
Oh, my gosh. Hannah, 3 out of 5, though, get you a win, which is embarrassing because a tie goes towards Hannah. So, Lauren, you have to say it.
This is Lauren, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
A poll of adults revealed the average person first picked their favorite blank around this age at 11 and then just stuck with it ever since.
I think I'm going to speak for myself. I'm going to say that the average person picks their favorite soda at 11 and that's like their ride or die.
All right.
Okay. I think it's their favorite sports team.
Good
that's
answer.
When you start buying the jersey either for a baseball team or a football team or a hockey team.
Then a fan for life.
Yeah.
I was thinking something like completely different. I was thinking their favorite deodorant. Like, it's kind of like you just buy it, and then you just stick with that for the rest of your life.
I mean, I flip-flop around with deodorant.
Maybe it's a guy thing, but, like, most 11-year-olds start with Axe body spray, and we grow out of it.
Yeah, that's right. True for guys. Hopefully you're not sticking with that for life.
Right.
The average person first picked their favorite blank at 11, and then just stuck with it ever since.
That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see who got the Megamind question of the day correct. A poll of adults revealed the average person first picked their favorite blank around age 11 and stuck with it ever since. What do we pick our favorite what at age 11?
Big Mama texted in and said that you pick your favorite color when you're 11 and sticks with you forever. Gigi texted in and said that you pick your favorite band or music group. She said NSYNC forever.
That's
huge
funny.
Fan. This is interesting. Lydia and Dad texted in and said that you picked
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Pick your favorite parent.
Dad.
What?
Dad.
Yeah, Dad's like, it's me. It's
clearly.
Me.
Yeah. Drea texted in and said you pick your favorite candy.
That's
Leo,
it.
Oh, candy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at age 11, you pick your favorite candy and just like, that's it. Like, that's favorite candy bar. It's my favorite sweet treat. Everyone started thinking, like, what was my favorite candy? Yeah. When did I decide?
Right.
Mega Minds.
When I say this, I'm not joking. Who do you think would win in a fight? 100 men or one gorilla? This is trending and going viral. So much so that we have like 3 minutes when Sabrina Carpenter plays or when Taylor Swift plays on the radio station to go pee or go do whatever I have to do. I was coming back from the bathroom yesterday and Drew out there working for another radio station stops me. Bruh, who you got in the gorilla versus man fight? I'm like, I'm in the middle of running. he's like, we're all talking about it, man. Everyone's talking about it. It's like trending and everyone wants to know, who would you take in a fight, 100 men or one gorilla?
Okay, are these trained men? Like, you know,
no, I think
just 100 men.
I think it's 100 average men, like a bunch of 100 Kevins and Bretts.
Gorilla all the way. There's no doubt about that.
God threw us under the bus.
No. But I think even if they're trained, I'm going to still go with the gorilla. I mean, those guys... It's a gorilla. And I know there's 100 guys, but I mean, I think the first wave that goes after this gorilla and gets wiped out, the rest of the guys are like, no, that's okay. We're leaving. We're out.
Yeah. Okay. So this is an easy question for me as a man. There is no way 100 men can take on a gorilla.
No.
Yeah.
There's so much.
I just don't see it.
It's psychological.
Right.
Because, one, if I see this gorilla knock out Kevin, I'm running. Like, I'm not even participating. I was, like, showed up to the fight. And number two, 100 men would have to work together. No way. Yeah. They would disagree. Like, oh, I'm going to take the leg. No, I got the leg. Like, they're get their asses kicked because they can't get along.
You would totally.
We can't get along for any of them. We disagree about everything. No chance.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say the gorilla wins because gorillas are smart. They're like humans. So I can just see the gorilla just, you know, sitting crisscross.
They're smarter than 100 men.
And then right off the bat, if you have 100 men, I'm saying at least 45 of them running off scared, crying.
Yeah.
Then like there's going to be like a group of 10 tough guys to be like, you know, I did MMA. I could do it. And then they're going to get smoked. And then the rest of them. They're just going to be manic.
Exactly. The first guy who gets his face ripped off, I mean, you're like, hey, that was great. I'm so sorry that happened to you. But I'm out of here. I'm
so
out of here.
Even if 100 guys were sitting there, like, punching the gorilla at the same time, I don't even think the gorilla would feel anything. You couldn't do a single thing that's going to harm the gorilla.
Right. It'd just make
him
angry.
I saw a gorilla in Times Square this weekend, and I'm telling
you, King
Kong? 100 men couldn't touch this thing.
Wow.
Even a fake gorilla. I mean, no. Just no. They're huge.
Hold on. You didn't even see a real gorilla?
No,
you
just saw one of those fake
gorillas. You
characters.
Saw a stuffed animal and you just decided to like name drop? Like, I saw a stuffed animal gorilla. Like, what do you mean?
It was one of those characters that was outside of Times Square. Oh, and it was huge. It was like 8 feet tall. Like, even a fake gorilla. 100 men couldn't take
that. I was just wondering why you brought up the fake gorilla.
Well, it's funny. When you asked me this question,
because you thought about it. You were like, if I had 100 women with me, could we take this gorilla?
Yeah. Well, no. When Brett said something about a gorilla, I'm like, that's funny. I just saw a gorilla the other day.
This is a real thing that is trending on TikTok right now where people are debating it. Who would you take? 100 men or one gorilla? Taylor Swift's POV on money, like how much money Taylor Swift makes, and what it's like for her to buy regular everyday things for and compare it to like us. Like if we were buying a regular everyday item, it's like for so they took her annual salary and then said like, what is it like for Taylor Swift to buy an iPhone? iPhone costs $1,200. What would it feel like? It's us spending $1.87. For Taylor Swift.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that crazy? So it's like someone walked in and said, you want this iPhone for $1.87. So that's how easy she can make a decision when the new iPhone comes out. It's like, it's cost me $1.87.
That's crazy.
What Lululemon, big deal with leggings, girls.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like you want Lululemon leggings.
Yeah, you have to invest to buy Lululemon because it's expensive.
That's what you're saying. This is like an investment to your favorite pair of leggings. You save up for it, and then you wear them apparently like every day for the rest of your lives. It is $98 is what the average price for a pair of Lululemon leggings are. It would be like her spending 11 cents on leggings.
I've been wearing the same pair of leggings for probably 15 years.
I was going to say, I think I've had my Lululemon leggings since maybe middle school.
Yeah, imagine.
And I have to take the best care of them because I can't keep buying them.
Imagine if you just spent 11 cents and you would get Lululemon leggings, because that's what Taylor Swift getting Lululemon leggings is like. How about a $28,000 car? Something you save up for. Hannah talked about how this car that she bought has been her whole life. She brings it up all the time. Like when you pay off your car, everything in your life changes because you just love it because you paid it off. What is it like for Taylor Swift to pay off a $28,000 car? It feels like $32 is missing from her life.
Oh my God,
that's it? That's it?
That's not even a tank of gas.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's what it's like to be rich. Like where a car feels like you spend $30. That's what it feels
like. We'll never
know. I mean, this just hurts my soul.
Yeah, that's right.
I know. Like, it's like,
damn. Yeah, the other one was like one of the fanciest restaurants in Malibu, cost $700. It is literally like Taylor Swift dropped, it was like she dropped $10 to go to a fanciest restaurant out. It's like she went to Jimmy John's.
I'm broke.
Yeah. Crazy.
It's going down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
So yesterday, Ed Sheeran dropped his new single called Old Phone.
I found my old phone today in a box that I had hidden away. Nostalgia trying to lead me astray. Maybe I'll unright some wrong.
That's a hit.
Oh, yeah, that is a hit. Beautiful. And his team must be one of like technology angels, because ahead of this drop, he was actually like legit able to regain access to his old iPhone from 2015. and see all of his old like photos and his texts. And Ed Sheeran like went public about how he was like putting away his phone for like quite some time. But it's just crazy to me that he actually like legit was able to go back and re-access all this stuff, because I know for me, like my old iPhone, like it's like locked. Like I can't get into it no matter what I try. Like I brought it to the Apple store, it's just like cooked. So the fact that he's able to go back and see not just photos, but text messages as well is actually crazy. And he said himself, like it just brought so many emotions. I mean, you're looking at stuff like text messages with people who are no longer with us, like people who you used to be close with, good emotions, bad emotions, like nostalgia, everything. It's so cool. And I love that us as listeners, like we get to follow along legit with this journey, because he made an Instagram account and posted all this stuff on it.
Yeah, it's like its own Instagram page that has all these old photos. And it's cool because not only do you get like a look at Ed Sheeran from 2015 when this put the phone away or whatever, but there's pictures of Taylor Swift from 2015 because they were like besties, like eating pizza. Pictures of Harry Styles, Benny Blanco, like all these other celebrities who are a part of his life back a decade ago. So you get a decade old of Taylor Swift and Benny and all of them. And the other person I thought was the most interesting is he posted a picture of Niall Horan. And if you know what happened with Niall Horan, is supposedly Niall Horan is the one that cheated on Ellie Goulding, hooked up with Ellie Goulding.
And, right.
He wrote Don't Ed's about girlfriend. Niall Horan and Ellie Goulding cheating together. And so he posted the picture of Niall Horan back a decade ago, probably when Niall was stealing his girl. And Niall commented on his, like, love you, brother, kind of thing. Like, we're so good. Because it probably brought up old feelings. Like, yo, remember when Niall stole your girl?
Yeah.
And he wrote Don't about it? And, like, and so that was hilarious that Niall had commented on it. Like, we're still good, right?
The memories, good, bad, and ugly. We'll repost that account if you want to check it out. It's called Teddy's Old Photos. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Have you ever been on vacation? Vacation was awesome, had the best time ever, but then realized you lost something really important to you. 314-531-9898. For some reason, it always happens when you're on vacation. Like for my family, we, my brother and I lost like our special like blankies when we were kids.
Oh,
like on the plane.
I think that's horrible.
I know. And it was like something that meant something to us. Like I feel like you lose something important all the time and it's on a vacation. There's something Hannah wears every single day. And when she was on a work trip with AB to New York, you lost what, Hannah?
You could say I wore it every day because it's not here with us anymore. But every day I was wearing a H ring. It was like I wore it to the gym even. Like I loved this thing. And AV and I were getting ready in New York and I had to like completely like wash my face, get off my old makeup, put on new ones. And I wanted to like, you know, keep it safe. So I took it off before I was getting ready. And sure enough, it fell down the sink drain.
Dang.
Oh,
but
no.
At first, I still had hope because it was still like visible at the time. Like I could see it. So I'm like screaming like, oh, my gosh. So AB came running in and I was like, dude, like, can you get this thing out? She's like, with what? And I was like, I think there's a pen over there. So AB tries to dig in.
I grabbed the pen and I was like, are you sure you want me to do it? Like, you don't want to try? She was like, yeah, you can do
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I trust AB. Like, she's crafty. So I thought she'd be good at it. Well, then sure enough, I couldn't even look. I was so nervous, but I didn't even have to look because all of a sudden I heard choop, and I heard it drop like 18 floors.
Yeah.
And that thing is
immediately
gone. Like gone. And it wasn't one of those pipes where it like turns and like you could like unscrew it easily.
Right.
I mean, this thing literally dropped like 18 floors.
So what
it
I'm
is
hearing
gone.
Is AB lost your favorite ring.
Yeah.
Technically, yeah.
Technically, Jinx. Damn, AB, that's messed up.
Yeah. No. I feel a lot better knowing that I was like, I asked, are you sure you want me to do it?
It's funny
if
that
I had
you
just like gone in there with a pen and been like trying to get it out and then immediately it just fell, I would have felt worse. But I think even if Hannah tried, it was in there.
It's
too
a goner.
Weird. There was just no, unless we had a hook that we could have like grabbed it, I don't think there was
I don't
a way
like thinking about it because I'm like thinking about like that we could have done more.
Yeah. If you lost something on vacation, went off to sea, dropped it in the ocean, dropped it down the sink, left something behind, forgot to pack it. It was something that was meaningful for you. Was it a wedding ring? 314-531-9898. What did you lose while on a trip that you never got back right after Chapel Roan? Hannah, their hands look different. We're commercial
naked. Hannah's
hands are naked. We're commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. Hannah had a ring that she wears every single day. It is like an H ring, and dropped it down the drain, and then AB just shoved it down a hole so she can never get it again. I think she purposely attacked
it. Shoved it down a hole.
And I love how like it was when they were on vacation in New York City, and that's usually when you lose like important things. Yeah. You just like forget to pack it up. You're on like an away game, so you're on a different turf. You just feel like you lose things. What did you lose when you were on vacation that was had some meaning to you, was important to you? 314-531-9898. Not the glasses, Kev.
Yeah, not the glasses. Unfortunately, we were on vacation with another family, and their son lost his glasses at the beach, okay? Well, then he found another pair of glasses that he wore the entire rest of the vacation.
What do you mean
just a random
just
pair?
Just a random pair.
Someone else also lost their glasses. So
I'm like, I don't even think they were the right prescription. Who knows? But he liked those glasses, and he enjoyed them, and so, you know, you win some, you lose some.
That's literally crazy.
Kevin literally brought that kid's family, like, kid back. It was like, here's your kid. Here's and your they're kid. Like, where's his glasses? He's wearing some random stranger's glasses.
It could be an upgrade. It could be a downgrade. We don't know. But he came back with a pair of glasses. He left with a pair. He came back with one.
Kevin.
The police came to Kevin's house after that visit. Oh, my God. Kat, what did you lose?
Well, I went on vacation and I lost my digital camera.
Oh. AB's worst fear.
All your memories, all of it just gone.
All of it, yes, because I was going to download them before I left, and I thought, oh, no, I'll take care of it when I get back, and now all of them are gone.
No. Oh. That sounds horrible.
It's like you get no credit. You're like, you didn't go on that vacation. If you ain't got pictures of it, you got no credit.
Right.
Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. Jordan, what did you lose?
Whenever my husband and I were on our honeymoon, we were down playing sand volleyball on the beach, and his wedding ring slipped off his hand and got lost in the sand.
Oh.
It took us about probably 45 minutes to an hour to find it. Luckily, we did find it, but we had like everybody on the beach helping us search.
How long were you married before that? Like a day?
Like 3 days.
Oh, perfect.
Did you guys actually find it, or did you just find another random ring?
It's a random ring. Yeah. It looked exactly like my husband's wedding ring.
Close enough.
All of a sudden, her husband's just wearing some other dude's wedding ring. Like, well, that's the one you got now.
As long as you come back with it, that's fine by me.
Nikki, you actually lost something on vacation that is a different type of ring.
Yes, it was a high school boyfriend's class ring.
Ooh.
We were vacationing in Hilton Head Island, and it just vanished, I guess, on the beach.
Then you know it's a big deal, too, because that's like how you go steady, like in high school.
Yeah,
because you're
right.
A class ring, girl.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah. Everyone has an ex everyone has an ex that they bring up from high school, and you're that ex now. Like, remember that Nikki who lost my ring?
I think I lost my ex-boyfriend's high school ring.
Yeah, you're
too.
That person for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Sam, what did you lose while you were on vacation?
Well, my husband also lost his ring. We were married 2 years, and he lost it in the ocean when we went down to Gulf Shores for vacation.
Did not find it in the ocean, huh?
Did not find it. We went out that night and bought him a new one.
Let me tell you something.
Wow.
Wow, you went out and bought a new wedding ring just that night? In, like, on vacation?
He had to. Yeah, he's like, I can't go without it. So we went back to the same store. They had the same store down there, and he bought the same ring.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's kind of a flex, Sam.
Yeah, that is a flex.
I was going to say, I've lost some stuff in the water before and jumped in, like when I lost my keys, you never find it. But I can't just go buy like a new car key or just something like that. Yeah. Like this guy, like literally, I just got the same ring an hour later. Wow.
Yeah, not really happy with him about that, but hey.
Well, that's why he got the ring. He's like, look, baby, we're still married. Right. Still got this ring.
I got it.
He knew.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We'll put 2 minutes on the clock, and then I'll read some headlines, and then Hannah will either tell me keep it moving or tell me more. Now, pay it backwards is happening at drive-thrus.
What is that?
So a woman is going viral on TikTok, sharing her experience, saying that oh, yeah, she was at Dunkin'. And he goes, yeah, we're paying it backwards. She offered to pay for my drink. And so she got up to the line. She's like, no, I don't know who that person is.
What?
Oh, and that guy just got a free coffee.
Oh.
What is it? Like, yeah, paying it backwards is a new thing. They're going to pick it up. And right. So Dunkin' was really cool about it. They didn't make her pay for the drink. And people are saying,
that's terrible karma.
Yeah, people are saying, let's restore some goodness in the world and start like some pay it forwards and things like that. But yeah, isn't that crazy that someone just lied and then they're like, okay, I guess that person's going to pay for it and then just drove off.
I guess they could have gone, well, I guess they're paying for mine. We're paying it backwards now. You know,
yeah. Just keep it going.
Keep going.
Yeah. That's what he's saying. He was
the guy
trying to
in the back is like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Optimists live for longer.
Not me. Keep it moving.
Because you are not an optimist.
I am not an optimist.
Okay. Here's how many milestones parents experience in the baby's first year.
That's cute.
50. 50 different milestones.
Wow.
First steps, first words, laugh, first birthday, all these different moments. And that's why they take so many different photos of a baby. It's the first milestone, 50 different milestones in the first year.
So sweet.
How to maximize a coffee nap so you feel more rested.
Coffee nap.
I've heard of this before. So here's what people are saying you do. You drink a cup of coffee, then you take a nap. And it's about 20 minutes before your body like kind of rejuvenates and the caffeine kicks in.
I've done that with my Adderall before.
And does it work? Does it,
yeah.
Yeah, it totally works.
And you and your Adderall. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess apparently it works.
So when you wake up, you're like double energized because you got to rest a little and your caffeine's kicking in.
Yep. Yeah, and you don't have to take like a whole 90-minute nap or something like that, like a full REM sleep. They're saying like sometimes that can make you more tired. But the caffeine kicks in, you still get a little rest time, and then you're good to go. So that's how you do a coffee nap.
Brett better keep it. Keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
I feel like we're all friends here, so we can be completely honest. If you're a vegetarian, does it bother you when people eat meat around you, or you don't care? Real question, 314-531-9898. Or if you're a meat eater and you hear someone like order before you and they're like, oh, I'm a vegetarian, do you like get self-conscious? Like, just be honest. Does it cross your mind? Because this happened to AB when she was in New York on a work trip, bunch of people all together. Some people were vegetarians, and you're like, big carnivore, big steak eater. And you're like, can I order the steak in front of them? Is that rude?
Yeah. So we were at this work dinner before the show, and Hannah and I both got steak. And then the other two women at the table were vegetarians, sure, and they got like salads. So I like didn't know if they were like quietly judging us for eating meat. Like, they didn't say anything to make me feel that way.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I would still, I don't know, I still feel like I'm being judged.
Oh my gosh, you saying that just made me realize that. I didn't notice at all.
So you didn't think?
Oh, wow.
No, I don't care. I don't care if someone's vegetarian. I don't care if you're gluten-free. I don't care if you're allergic to eggs. I'm going to eat what I'm going to eat, and you're going to eat what you're going to eat.
I have, like, vegetarians.
Vegetarians seem different, though. They seem judgy.
You think they're judgy?
Yeah.
So I have vegetarians in my life, and I don't think they care. I was thinking to myself, do I feel like they make a comment, look at the burger? I actually think the opposite, and I could be wrong. I think they look and they're like, damn, that smells good, man. Like, I think they're like, they miss it. They're like, they're not like, ill, you're gross. They're like, damn, you're living the good
life.
It's
wrong if they cast judgment.
If it's for like health reasons or whatever that they don't eat meat,
yeah, yeah.
I feel like then maybe they wouldn't judge us. But if it's for the fact of like, I don't want to harm the animals. And they're watching you eat an animal, I feel like they have to be judging.
Yeah,
I think they're like, oh, I didn't hurt any animals, and man, that animal looks good, but I'm not going to hurt it.
They're getting some satisfaction.
That's what I think. You think they're judging?
I think they're judging.
Really?
I think you're right. If you know the reasoning behind why they are a vegetarian, then yeah, I would totally think they're judging you.
Interesting. Okay. Vegetarians, are you judging us? Because everyone here eats meat. Are you judging us? Does it bother you? Do you look at the meat and go, that smells good, I miss bacon? And do other meat eaters feel do other meat eaters out there feel like AB and Kevin saying, oh, I do feel like they're casting judgment on me while I'm eating meat? 314-531-9898. While we're commercial free on Y98 St. Louis. Speaking of peaches, that's all the person's eating at the table while you're eating a big old steak because they're vegetarian. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and AB was out to dinner with Hannah and some other coworkers on a work trip, and Hannah and AB ordered some big old fat juicy steaks.
Mm-hmm.
The other two women.
Dripping blood.
The other two women at the table, vegetarians, did I ate their salads, and AB was thinking to herself, are they judging us? I feel like I'm getting judged for eating a steak. I don't think they judge, because here's the other reason I don't think they're judging is I never even think about what other people are ordering. I can't remember what I even ordered at the table. I'm never like judging people like, oh man, they Hannah ordered the burger.
I mean, Hannah and I were scarfing down this steak. Everyone was probably watching us.
Well, then I'm judging you for other reasons, not that the fact that you're eating meat. I'm just, you're like an animal yourself. Hannah, what are people saying on the text line? Do vegetarians judge other meat eaters?
We got a text saying that it says, I'm offended when vegetarians eat in front of me.
Like, they're, like, hey, I don't like to watch you eat your lettuce.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty funny. Stephanie, are you a vegetarian, pescatarian? What are you?
Yeah, I'm a pescatarian, so I do eat fish. But
do you judge meat eaters?
No, I absolutely do not judge meat eaters. Unfortunately, my husband's a butcher.
Whoa! Oh, okay, wow. So you have a direct line to the meat.
Right, I spend that blood money, right? So I can't be too hypocritical, for sure.
So you've chosen...
How ironic.
That is interesting. It's like you're like really up there, like Democrat and Republican getting married together, and you know, vegetarian meat eats a pescatarian meat, marries a meat butcher. Wow. So we can find bipartisan agreements.
Yeah, there is hope. Yeah.
There is hope.
It may just require separate pans for cooking food, but we can unite over the dinner table.
There we Hilarious. Go. Awesome. Thank you so much for the call. Gina, you used to be a vegetarian. What happened? You just realized meat's so awesome?
I just decided to start back again. I figured I'd said I lost my sister, so I started back eating her favorite food.
Aww. Oh, that's a beautiful...
Yeah, a great reason.
Great reason to eat meat. Yeah. Yeah, that's a beautiful reason to eat a steak. Gina, do you feel like you were judgy, though, when you were a vegetarian, and then you became less judgy when you started eating burgers again?
No, I was never judgy, but my ex was more on the vegan side, so that's where the judginess came in.
Oh, it's the vegans who are the judgy ones.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like if you're that strict, you can't even eat cheese. You lose, like... ice cream?
Not even honey?
Comes from bees.
Oh, nope. Wow.
I would hate everything if I couldn't eat cheese.
I would hate everything. So you're like, you get a pass for being a judge.
Yeah.
Miranda, how do you feel as like vegetarians or a meat eater? Do they feel judgy? Do you feel like you're getting judged?
I don't. I actually think it's like really inspirational for somebody to keep to a certain diet. But I also just don't like eating meat. So I feel like I can't be like hypocritical to why people choose the way they choose their diet.
See, they're not judging you.
If only
you.
Everyone was as nice as Miranda. You could just like hear the sweetness in her
voice. I felt like Miranda was a little judgy, though. She
no, she wasn't.
Because Miranda was like, I'm just an inspiration for you. Like, one day you can be like me and not scarf down that steak. I actually felt like Miranda was trying to inspire me to be a vegetarian. You know what? I don't have that willpower, okay, Miranda? As the rain comes down, we appreciate you hanging out with us on the Brett Maga Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Beyonce fans are already suspecting a new album from her. I'll tell you why at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
I swear that super fans can like override the FBI, special investigation forces. They are just crazy and can find any clue and any hint when it comes to like their favorite artist. And Beyonce fans, also known as like the Beehive, they think that they have found like a Easter egg when it comes to her like merch for her brand new tour, the Cowboy Carter tour. It just kicked off in California and people are like uploading pictures to the internet of some of the merch that she has because on some of the sleeves, it says 2 out of 3. So people think that she's going to be dropping like the third act of Renaissance.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Mm. So they think that more albums are to come. And since it's Beyonce and since like she's so big on tour, people think that like they're already going to be like, okay, well, this means that if she drops the album and then she tours the year following, that she'll be touring in 2027. Like they're like very jumping the gun on this.
You know what I think? If she releases an album, it's because it's not selling well. I keep hearing it's not selling well. She kicked it off in LA and there was like open
Cowboy
seats.
Cowboy Carter?
Yeah.
The tour?
Yeah, like there's open seats. There. She has this seat, it was going viral like on social media where she has like a a moment where she's singing, I think it's Levi's or whatever, in the car, and it's floating, and you can see like empty seats in a lot of places. Everyone's like, man, this isn't a Beyonce show. She's literally singing in front of empty seats, and you never see that for Beyonce. I wonder if she's going to release new music to like
hype it up.
Yeah, like re-excite people. Like, oh, come see me. Like, I'm still Beyonce. And I don't know.
I don't know why, but it does low-key feel like it's been a hot second since Cowboy Carter has dropped. I know it really hasn't been that long, but for some reason that feels like decades ago. So maybe she does need something to kind of like spruce her up in the headlines or something.
It did. Like, I think it came out like last November or something like that.
But
so
that
it does feel
so long
it
ago.
It does feel like a while ago. And the other thing with the Cowboy Carter is I think people like that it was different, but it doesn't mean they want to go see Cowboy Carter on tour. Like, they like, oh, I enjoyed the album. I think that's cool that Beyonce had the ability to cross over and make her own new genre. But when I go to a Beyonce concert, I still want to see Beyonce, and I want to see Destiny's Child, and I want to dance to Beyonce. And so I'm curious if that's also one of the reasons. It's to remind people, like, I'm still Bae, like, you know?
Well, I think the merch enough is cute enough to go to the concert. We just posted a picture of it on the Brett Mega Show Instagram. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, only two people now guessing on the Megamind question of the day. AB just left the studio moments ago. Big day for her. She's getting her Invisalign out.
Woohoo!
So let's see if you two can get the Megamind question of the day.
Bring it.
Hannah and Kevin. Over 80% of Americans bond with their family and friends over this.
Kevin, I just have a feeling I'm going to take your answer because this is something you definitely bond over. I'm going to say TV.
Mm. Oh, like a TV that's show. A good one. You know what? If it's not television, they bond over hate. And usually it's hate of somebody who, like, hate of an ex.
Common enemy.
A common enemy. It's usually, and it's usually an ex, like one of the family members' ex. So I'm going to say they bond over the hate of an ex.
Oh, wow.
I mean, there's nothing that brings people together more than
hatred.
Hatred of someone else.
Exactly.
Good answer. Someone got it correct.
No!
It is either a common enemy, an ex, or someone you all can't stand, or television. What is the answer? 314-531-9898. I'll tell you the answer at 849.
Mega Minds.
All right. Someone actually got the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day correct. 80% of people said they bond with their family and friends over this. Hannah, your guess was?
I gotta be right. I said a TV show.
Kevin?
I said over hate. Hate of an ex.
Kevin, you aren't wrong. It's just 100% of people bond over a common enemy.
Got it.
If your bestie and you hate the same guy, we all hate them, and everyone 100% agrees. Hannah actually got it correct. 80% of American families say the number one thing they talk about, bond over, is their favorite TV shows
would
and
agree.
Movies. It's
would
like,
agree.
What else are we going to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
How much we hate that one person?
Right, yeah.
In the TV show.
Mega Minds.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.